Hey guys, I'm Josiah.
And I'm Judah. Welcome to our hero series, where we tell you about an awesome hero in the Bible.
The hero that we're going to learn about is someone who was obedient to God.
That's right. Lots of bad things happened to him, but he kept trusting in God, and in the end, he was promoted to a really cool job.
Our hero this week is... Joseph.
All right, Josiah. Tell us what you know about Joseph.
Duh. Joseph was Mary's husband, and Mary was Jesus' mom.
No. That's a different Joseph. We're talking about the kid with the coat, Joseph.
Right. Joseph was the youngest boy in his family, and he was the favorite.
All right, Josiah. Tell us what you know about Joseph.
Duh. One day, his dad made him a really awesome coat that had lots of colors on it, and it was fancy. And Joseph's brothers, they were really jealous of him. Then, Joseph would have dreams from the Lord, and in these dreams, his brothers would bow down to him. Joseph would tell his brothers these dreams, and his brothers started to hate Joseph. Well, one day, they threw him into a giant hole and sold him as a slave for 20 pieces of silver. From there, Joseph was sold in Egypt to a man named Potiphar, who was one of the main guys in charge. The end.
Hold on, that's just the beginning. We haven't even talked about how Joseph became a hero. You see, Joseph worked really hard, and Potiphar started to really like him. But guess who else really liked Joseph?
Who?
Potiphar's wife.
Well, I'm sure that everyone liked Joseph, because he has God's favor on his life, and God blessed everything he did.
Yeah, but Potiphar's wife, like, really, really, really liked Joseph.
No way. How do you know?
Well, she would tell Joseph that she wanted to kiss him and hold his hand.
Ew, stop right there. Joseph can't do that because she has cooties and because that's not his wife. She's married to Potiphar.
Exactly. And she would try and try to get Joseph to kiss her and hold her hand.
Dude, please spare me the details.
Sorry. Every time she tried, Joseph would tell her no. He would tell her that Potiphar trusts him, and that they are friends, and he could never sin against God.
Joseph was the ultimate bro, because he followed the bro code, and the God code. Well, what happened after he would tell her no?
Well, one day she tried to kiss him, and grabbed his coat, and he took off running, and she held onto his coat. Then, she yelled for the guards, and told her husband Potiphar that Joseph tried to kiss her and hold her hand.
Dude, she lied!
I know! But guess what? Potiphar believed his wife, and he had Joseph thrown into prison.
The end.
It's not over. You see, Joseph stayed faithful to God and trusted in him. 2 years later, Joseph was released from prison and was promoted to be second in command over all of Egypt. Many years after that, his brothers came to Egypt because they needed food and bowed down to him.
Hey, that was just like his dream. Wow, Joseph was a hero because even when times were tough, he continued to put his trust in God. And in the end, it was obvious that God rewarded his faithfulness. Joseph. Now that guy was a hero. Hey guys, I'm Josiah.
And I'm Judah. Welcome to our hero series, where we tell you about an awesome hero in the Bible.
The hero that we're going to learn about was super strong and had really long hair.
That's right. He was a judge that was appointed by God to protect the Israelites.
Our hero this week is... John C!
Whoa. Our hero is not John Cena.
Aw, come on. If it's not John Cena, then I don't know who it could be.
Our hero is Samson.
Oh, Samson. The dude with the big, huge muscles who had biceps.
Actually, Samson wasn't strong because he had big muscles. He was really strong because he was anointed by God. It was God's anointing that made him so strong that one time he killed a lion with his bare hands.
Get out of here. He had bare hands? Judah, I'm just thinking, and I might be stretching it, but if he had bare hands, then he definitely had bare feet, right?
No. Samson was a judge of Israel, and his job was to protect the Israelites from the Philistines.
Oh, not Phil again. When is he going to learn that he just doesn't win?
Josiah, Philistines, not Philostine. Anyways, the Philistines wanted to kill him, so one time they sent 1,000 soldiers after him.
And he was surrounded. He looked to his left and saw a grenade. Looked to his right, saw a bazooka.
Josiah, they didn't have those back then. Samson picked up a jawbone of a donkey and defeated all of them.
What?
What is that?
Well, you said he defeated them, so...
That means he beat them up. He didn't take off their feet. Anyways, just like every other superhero, Samson had a weakness. Do you want to guess what his weakness was?
Kryptonite?
Nope.
Fluffy bunnies?
Wrong. His weakness was falling in love with evil women. Samson fell in love with a Philistine woman named Delilah.
I was just about to say that. Wait, is Samson dumb? His enemy is the Philistines and he's falling in love with their ladies? Ugh, this sounds like a trap.
It was. Every night, Delilah would tell Samson,
"Tell me the secret to your strength."
And he would lie and make things up, like he couldn't be tied up with ropes. And then Delilah would tie him up with ropes in his sleep, and she would yell,
"Samson, the Philistines are on you!"
And then he would bust out of the ropes and beat up the Philistine army. Well, one night, Samson told Delilah the truth, that his strength comes from not cutting his hair.
Wait, does your strength come from your beard? Like, if I shave it, will you be weak?
No, I'll just look like I'm 12. That night, Delilah cut his hair and yelled,
"Samson, the Philistines are on you!"
Samson tried to get up and fight back, but his strength was gone. The Philistines beat him up, took him as a prisoner, and even poked his eyes out.
Not cool, Phil. Not cool.
Later on, the Philistines were so happy about capturing Samson that they had a giant party. Woo-hoo! They put Samson in between two pillars of the building so they could laugh at him. Well, Samson knew that he still had a job to do. And he prayed to God and asked him to give him strength one last time. Samson then pushed the pillars and broke them, causing the whole building to fall and kill all the Philistines in it. That day, Samson killed more Philistines than he had his entire life.
But what happened to Samson?
He died too.
What? So Samson is a hero because he protected the Israelites against the Philistines, and even though he messed up and told Delilah the secret to his strength, God gave him super strength one last time to kill the Philistines, and he did it. Now Samson, that guy was a hero. Hey guys, I'm Josiah.
And I'm Judah. Welcome to our hero series, where we tell you about an awesome hero in the Bible.
The hero that we're going to learn about was faithful and loving.
That's right. She was a great woman of God. There's a book in the Bible named after her.
Our hero this week is... Ruth.
That's right. Wait, what? Our hero isn't a Ruth?
That's what you said before we recorded this thing. Or is it Ruth?
No. Our hero is Ruth. R-U-T-H. Ruth.
Looking back, I can totally see how I got confused.
Josiah, just tell us what you know about Ruth.
Well, honestly, I had studied roofs because that's what I thought we were going to talk about. So I know all about butterfly roofs, Dutch hip roofs, flat roofs, baby roofs.
You know what, Josiah? Just let me tell the story. There was this guy, and his name was Elimelech. And he was married to a lady named Naomi. Hint, hint. She's pretty important. And they had two sons named Chilion and Mahlon.
Hey, Judah. What happens if you put water on that guy Mahlon? You get a watermelon.
Really? That's the best you could come up with?
You know what would taste good with that watermelon? If you put some chili on it.
Anyways, they moved to a city called Moab. In that city, Chilion and Mahlon got married to two Moabite women. Chilion married Orpah. And you want to guess who Mahlon married?
Ariel from The Little Mermaid. And they had kids named Watermelon. Or as I like to say, Watermelon.
No. He married Ruth. Years after they were married, Elimelech died. Chilion died, and Mahlon died. When all this happened, Naomi told Orpah and Ruth to go back home and to get remarried. Orpah left.
And started a TV show where she gives everyone free stuff and says, you get a car, and you get a car, and everyone gets a car.
No. Not Oprah. Orpah. When Naomi told Ruth this, she said no. She told Naomi, wherever you go, I will go. Your people will be my people, and your God, my God.
What's so special about that?
Moabite people didn't believe in God, and they worshipped idols. But when Ruth learned about God from Naomi's family, her life wasn't the same than she believed. So, Naomi and Ruth moved to Judah.
Not you. Judah is the country, I remember.
And while they were there, Ruth would go out to the fields and would pick up the wheat off the floor that the workers would drop so she could feed Naomi. Well, the guy who owned the field was related to Naomi. His name was Boaz. And he thought Ruth was pretty good looking. So he told his workers to drop more wheat on the floor on purpose so that Ruth would have more wheat to take home.
Judah, one time I liked a girl and I would try and give her one of my Reese's peanut butter cups so she would like me back, but it didn't work. Did it work for Boaz?
It actually did. Eventually, Boaz and Ruth got married, and they had a son named Obed, who was the grandpa of King David, who was part of the family of Jesus.
So, Ruth is a hero because she left her old life of worshiping idols to worship God. She stayed with Naomi and served her, and by being faithful to Naomi, she met Boaz, who she would marry, and together they would have a son and be a part of the family of Jesus. Now, Ruth, she was a hero. Hey guys, I'm Josiah.
And I'm Judah. Welcome to our hero series where we tell you about an awesome hero in the Bible.
The hero that we're going to learn about did something really incredible when he was just a boy.
He knew God was really strong and would protect him.
Our hero this week is David.
Josiah, why don't you tell us what you know about David?
Well, David had 8 brothers and he was the youngest out of all of them. Everyone had a job to do and David got the stinkiest job of them all. He had to watch the sheep. It was super boring and nothing exciting ever happened.
That's not true. David killed a lion and a bear while protecting his sheep.
Oh, that's right. Okay, so one time a lion came and tried to steal a sheep, and David pulled out his bazooka and he shot a
Whoa. First of all, I'm pretty sure they didn't have bazookas back then. And second of all, David killed a bear and a lion with his sling.
Whoa, that must have been one dangerous swing.
No, not a swing. A sling.
What's a sling?
It's like a slingshot. It was a long piece of leather that would hold a rock in the middle of it, and then you would swing it round and round and let it go, and the rock would fly out and whack! You're dead.
And it's only 3 easy payments of $19.95 if you call in the next 5 minutes.
One time, there was a battle between the Philistines and the Israelites.
Oh, poor Phil. He's outnumbered for sure. He's gonna lose.
What? No, not Phil Osteen. It's the Philistines. The Philistines had this giant who was 9 feet, 9 inches tall. His name was Goliath.
Whoa, that dude is almost as tall as a basketball goal. I bet he could dunk the ball super easy.
I'm pretty sure he could. Well, Goliath said to the Israelites that they should send out their best warrior to fight him, and whoever won the fight would win the war.
How would they know who won?
Well, it was a fight to the death, so if you're still alive, then you won. But if you're dead, then you lost.
Ew.
No one wanted to fight Goliath because he was so big. For 40 days, Goliath would insult the Israelites and tell them mean things like...
Oh, I know. He would say mean things like yo mama jokes, like, yo mama is so old, she dated Phil Osteen.
What? No, it wasn't yo mama jokes.
Oh.
One day, David left his sheep to go visit his older brothers who were soldiers in the battle and bring them food. When he got there, he saw Goliath and how afraid everyone was to fight him. David heard that King Saul would give a reward to whoever fought and killed Goliath. You want to know what that reward was?
A lifetime supply of chocolates?
No.
Panda?
No.
What about a whole bunch of money, gets to marry the king's daughter, and his family doesn't have to pay taxes?
Actually, that's correct. How'd you know?
Lucky guess.
So, David told King Saul that he was going to fight Goliath. David walked down to the little river, not wearing any armor. He grabbed 5 smooth rocks and took his slingshot and walked to Goliath. Goliath looked at David and started laughing and said,
Let me tell the rest of the story. I think I know how it goes.
All right.
Goliath said,
Hey, you a cute little boy. I'm gonna cut your head off with my giant sword.
And David said, Yeah, right. God's on my side. And David took the slingshot and launched a rock and smacked Goliath right in the center of his head. Goliath fell to the ground. The crowd cheered and started chanting, MVP, MVP. And David took Goliath's sword and yelled, Sorted! And chopped Goliath's head off. The end.
More or less. That day, the Israelites defeated the Philistines because of David's bravery.
Wow. David was only a shepherd, but he killed a lion, a bear, and now a giant because he knew that God would protect him and deliver him. David. Now that kid was a hero. Hey guys, I'm Josiah.
And I'm Judah. Welcome to our Hero series, where we tell you about an awesome hero in the Bible.
The hero that we're going to learn about was one of the smartest guys to ever live.
That's right. God really helped him out, and he made wise decisions.
Give it up, you must, for Yoda.
Yoda?
Dude, yeah. Yoda is super smart.
Josiah, this is our Hero series, where we tell kids about an awesome hero in the Bible.
Okay, you're right. Please give it up for Solomon. Wait, who's Solomon?
Solomon was King David's son, and he took over being king when he was only a teenager.
That's a really big responsibility for someone who was just a teenager.
It is. Solomon loved God and wanted to do right in his eyes. One night, in a dream, God told Solomon that he would give him anything he wanted.
Oh man, if I was Solomon, I would have wished for a boat, $45, and for a million more wishes.
Woo-hoo!
Solomon didn't ask for money, or a boat, or to be the most powerful man in the world. Solomon asked God for wisdom to help him make great decisions. Because he chose wisdom over everything else, God still blessed Solomon with lots of money and lots of power.
He put God first, and God rewarded him.
That's right. One day, these two ladies came to King Solomon for help.
Oh wait, I know. They needed help picking what purse to wear? What shoes look better? Oh, if this dress makes them look—
No. The two ladies both had babies. But one night, one of the babies had died, and the mom of the dead baby was so sad that in the middle of the night, she took and swapped her baby out with another so that that mom would think her baby had died.
This is so dramatic. It's way better than The Bachelorette. Well, what happened?
King Solomon didn't know who the real mother was.
Wait, they couldn't just do a DNA test? Like on those TV shows where the guy says, "You are not the father."
Nope. So he decided that he should cut the baby in half. This way both moms could have a piece of the baby.
Dude, why would he do that?
You'll see. So the lady who was lying said, "Yes, cut the baby in half." But the lady who was really the mother said, "No, please don't hurt the baby. Let her keep it."
This is getting so dramatic.
Well, from what those ladies said, King Solomon knew who the real mother was and let her keep the baby.
What? How do you know?
Well, he knew because no mom would ever want anything bad to happen to their child.
Oh, that makes sense. Well, except my mom. She spanks me.
Josiah, the reason mom spanks you is because you deserve it. But she also loves you.
You're right. Man, King Solomon, he could have had anything he wanted, but he chose wisdom.
He was one of the smartest guys to ever live, and saving that baby's life was just one of the many great things that he did.
Wow, King Solomon. Now that guy was a hero. Hey guys, I'm Josiah.
And I'm Judah. Welcome to our Hero series, where we tell you about an awesome hero in the Bible.
The hero that we're going to learn about was the goat.
Wait, hold on. He's not a goat.
No, Judah, not a real goat. You know, goat, G-O-A-T, it stands for the greatest of all time. Our hero was one of the greatest prophets ever.
Well, yeah, he was. And he was well respected everywhere he went. A lot of the prophecies he would tell had to do with the coming of Jesus.
Our hero this week is Isaiah.
All right, Josiah. Tell us what you know about Isaiah.
Well, Isaiah loved God and was obedient to him. He even had a book in the Bible named after him, and that's where we get the verse, "By Jesus' stripes I am healed."
That's it?
Should I know more?
You should. Pay close attention. In the Bible, there was this guy named Hezekiah, and he was the king over all of Judah.
Wait, how old are you?
27?
That's not true. If you were in the Bible, and the Bible is thousands of years old, then you've got to be a few thousand plus 27. You're a few thousand and 27 years old. You're old!
Josiah, Judah was the name of a country. You know, like America, Mexico.
I got it.
So, Hezekiah was the king of Judah, and there was this guy named Sennacherib.
God bless you.
And he was the king of Assyria. Sennacherib sent a messenger.
Oh, you mean a message, like a Facebook message?
No, like a real person. They didn't have Facebook back then. Anyways, so the messenger went to Judah and told them that the Assyrian army was going to come and take over Judah and that God couldn't save them.
Oh, no, he didn't.
When the country of Judah heard this, the people went to go tell King Hezekiah what had happened. Want to guess what King Hezekiah did?
He rolled up in a ball and cried?
Nope.
Ate ice cream and watched The Notebook?
No.
Oh, it's obvious. He got an army together and fought back.
Actually, he didn't even get an army together. He sent some people to tell the prophet Isaiah what had happened. And Isaiah said, "Tell King Hezekiah not to be afraid. God says he will deal with Sennacherib."
Oh, it's over for that dude. What happened next?
One night, an angel of the Lord came and killed the Assyrian army that was trying to destroy Judah. 185,000 Assyrian soldiers died that night.
Whoa. God really protected Judah and kept them safe.
That's right.
Isaiah was a hero because when hard times came, he prayed to God and knew that he could put his trust in him to take care of any situation. Isaiah. Now that guy was a hero. Hey guys, I'm Josiah.
And I'm Judah. Welcome to our Hero series, where we tell you about an awesome hero in the Bible.
The hero that we're going to learn about lived underwater for 3 days.
That's right. He's probably the only guy in history to have been eaten by a whale and lived to tell the tale.
Our hero this week is... Pinocchio!
No, it's not. Our hero is Jonah.
But Pinocchio did get swallowed by a whale.
Josiah, Pinocchio isn't real, but our Bible story is. Why don't you tell us what you know about Jonah?
Jonah was a prophet, and God told him to go to Nineveh to tell the people to get their lives together, because they were doing a lot of bad things. Well, Jonah didn't want to go, and so he got on a boat and went in the other direction, landed on an island, and you won't believe who was there. Justin Bieber. Apparently, people got tired of listening to his music and stuck him on that island.
Josiah, where do you get your stories from? Listen, Jonah got on a boat to run away from God. And while he was on the boat, there was a huge storm. The waves were super high, and Jonah ended up getting thrown overboard.
Aw man, I've been telling the wrong story.
As soon as Jonah hit the water, the storm stopped, and the sea was super calm.
Then, a whale was swimming by. And he was super hungry. So he swam by. Then he swam by again. And then, bam! The whale swallowed Jonah in one big gulp. And that's where 7-Eleven got the idea for a big gulp.
Not quite. Whales don't eat people. But God sent this whale on a special mission to rescue Jonah. While Jonah was in the belly of a whale, do you want to guess what he did?
I'm gonna say he made sushi.
Wrong.
Ate s'mores?
Nope.
He gave up and said, "Oh, whale."
Wrong again. He prayed to God and told him that he was sorry, and he would go back to Nineveh and tell the people to stop being evil.
Hold on. If the whale swallowed Jonah, then how did he get out? Did the whale poop him out?
No. The whale threw him up.
Ugh. Wait. Did Jonah know how to speak whale? Maybe he said,
"Thank you."
And the whale said,
"You're welcome." Jonah went to Nineveh and told the people to stop being so evil. The people in Nineveh changed their ways and became good people.
The end?
The end.
So, even though Jonah disobeyed God, got thrown overboard, and was eaten by a whale, he prayed and asked God for a second chance. Then, he went to Nineveh and helped save all their lives. Jonah. Now that guy was a hero.